look back a little bit as we go along. On the first day, we spoke something about what is the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is its place amongst different various Vedic literatures? And why Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Grantharaj, or the king of all books? Because Dharma Projita Kaita Votra to Paramo Nirmatsranam Sitam Vedya. In the very beginning, the Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out cheating religion. Cheating religion means something which looks pious and religious, but it's not centered around Krishna. It may be around something Vedic, such as Vanashram Dharma, or astrology, or Vastu. But if they're not in connection with Krishna, if they're not used for Krishna, those things are considered to be cheating religion. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a Purana Amalam. It's a Pramanam Amalam and a Purana Amalam. It's the spotless evidence and the spotless Purana. And then yesterday we spoke something about the qualification to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't be shallow. We should think deeply. Sometimes people, they say ISKCON is for new people, for neophytes. But that's a silly statement. ISKCON is for anyone who wants to chant the holy name. And we'll find whatever we want within Srila Prabhupada's society. If all that you want is something very casual, once a week I go and I chant Hare Krishna and take some prasadam. Alright, come. Once a year I come to the temple and my Guru Maharaj is here to show him that I'm a devotee. Krishna promises, Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. However you approach him, he'll reciprocate accordingly. If you have a casual relationship with Krishna, he'll have a casual relationship with you. So we should be intense in our Krishna consciousness. And that begins by being intense in our hearing. As we described yesterday, there are different types of persons who listen to the Bhagavatam. Today we'd like to tell you some story to illustrate that point. This is found in the Padma Purana. Is a section called the Bhagavat Mahatmya, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's described that on the bank of the Tungabhadra River, there was a Brahmin whose name was Atmadev. And this Atmadev was very, very expert in Veda, Vedanta. He was very expert in worshipping the Lord with various types of yajñas.
Он знал очень хорошо, как поменяться Господа с помощью различных дядей.
He was a very brilliant person, but he lived by begging.
Он был очень таким замечательным человеком, но он жил, прося подаяние.
Atmadev had a wife who was very cruel and liked to gossip. Her name was Dunduli. Atmadev, after many years, he got older and he became very sad because he had no son. And old age was approaching him. He did so many different pious acts, so many different yajñas and giving in charity and everything. But still, he wasn't able to get his son. Not only was he unable to get his son, but even his cows, they didn't have any calves. And the fruit trees that he had around his house, they didn't give any fruit. So he became very sad and dejected, and he went to the forest. There in the forest, he met a sannyasi. And that sannyasi said, "Hey, you look very unhappy. What's wrong?" And Atmadevi told them, "Putrahinam vihamshunyam. Unless you have a child, unless you have a son, your home is considered to be empty." He said, "My life is useless because I have no child." So the devas and the brahmins, they don't happily accept my offerings of food. And even the cows in my house, they're barren, they have no calves. When I plant a tree, it gives no fruits or flowers. That sannyasi was a perfected yogi. And he could immediately understand everything about Atmadev. And he told Atmadev, "Give up your attachment for having children." He said, "By your karma, you're not destined to have a son for your next 7 lives." And Atmadev became very unhappy. He said, "Then what am I going to become, a sannyasi?" There's no happiness in sannyas life. He said, "Please, you are a very powerful sadhu. Please give me a son, or my life is simply useless." That sannyasi told him, he said, "Are Baba, sadhu sabadan, be careful." Chitraketu, he had to suffer because he wanted to change his karma. So the providence is very powerful. None of your endeavors are going to succeed. He told him, "You won't get happiness of a son, but since you're very stubborn and you're asking me, what can I say?" Sometimes we're like Atmadev, we want to force the Lord, we want to force the sadhu.
Mm-hmm.
the sadhu may see that it's just not your karma to get married or to have children. But you're insisting, then okay, then get married. And then because we're doing something separate from the desire of the Lord, we have to suffer. So the sadhu said, okay, anyway, here, take this fruit, and you give this fruit to your wife, and she'll eat this fruit and she'll become pregnant. Atmadev was very happy. Haribo, thank you. So he ran home and he told his wife, Dunduli, guess what happened? Very good day. The sadhu, he gave me this fruit, you eat this fruit and you're going to have a child. His wife said, oh, thank you. The wife was thinking to herself, I'm already an older person now, I'm in my 40s, I don't want to have a child. It's going to be very difficult, I'm going to become very fat. I'm going to get sick. I might even die. I don't want to do this thing. So she took it and she said, oh, thank you very much, Prabhu. I'll just go in my room and eat this thing. And she went into a room and she hid that fruit in a box. She came outside and she lied to her husband. She said, oh, I ate it. The next day she went to go visit her sister. Her sister was pregnant. And Dunduli, she told his sister, very bad day, my husband's bringing me this magic fruit and wants me to eat this thing, I'm going to have a baby, I don't want to do that. So his sister told her, hey, did he? Don't worry, it's okay. She said, I'll tell you what, you just put some pillow underneath your sari in a few days and act like you're pregnant. Then when I give birth to my baby, I'll just tell everyone it was a miscarriage and the baby died. And I'll give the baby to you. Dunduli said, very good. So she took that fruit and she gave it to their cow. And then after some time, Dunduli's sister, she gave birth to a child. And she secretly gave that child to Dunduli. And that child became known as Dundukari. Everyone was very happy, very auspicious day. A child was born. They were completely astonished because it was such an auspicious day. Not only did Dunduli give birth to a baby, but the cow also gave birth to a human child. That was a big surprise for everyone. When a human child is born to a cow, that's not an ordinary thing. That child that was born to the cow was very, very effulgent.
It's
a very beautiful boy. Only one funny thing about him. He had cow ears. So they called him Gokarna, which means cow ears. So they raised both these children, Gokarna and Dundukari. Atmadev was thinking that Dundukari was his son. But actually by his karma, he didn't have a son. That child was born to his wife's sister. And Gokarna, who could have been his son, was born to a cow. These two children grew up very different. The child Dundukari, he liked to watch movies about war and fighting. And he was always playing with knives and clubs and things like that. As soon as he was 6 or 7 years old, that little boy Dundukari, he was taking babies, and he would throw the babies in the well and kill them. He was really a very bad child. And Gokarna was very, very saintly. He was always reading the Bhagavatam and chanting Krishna's names. One day, when they got a little older, Dundukari did some bad thing. He robbed someone. And his father, Atmadev, began chastising him. His father, Atmadev. And Dundukari became furious. Who do you think you are trying to chastise me? And he began to beat both his parents very badly. Then he took all the pots from the house and sold them for some money. Atmadev, it was just too much for him. He went to speak to his saintly son, Gokarna. Gokarna, what do you think about all this? What should I do? Gokarna told him, Father, this body is material. It's a temporary material thing. Don't be attached to this world. You should worship Krishna. Why are you staying at home? Leave home. Go to the forest. So Atmadev, he left his son Dundukari and he left his very wicked wife Dunduli and he went by himself to the forest. And there he engaged in severe austerities and chanting the Lord's names. Some days after his father left home, Dundukari became angry again with his mother and beat her very badly. Dunduli became very depressed and that night she went and jumped into a well and committed suicide. Dundukari, he became attached to 5 prostitutes. And he was always working very hard to get money for them. One day those prostitutes, they told him, you should go and collect some nice ornaments for us. We never get any new ornaments.
Ты пойди заработай побольше денег за нас, и чтобы мы могли купить себе красивые украшения, потому что у нас нет хороших украшений.
So Dundakari said, yes, yes. He went out to do that thing. Then while he was gone, those prostitutes began speaking amongst themselves. They said, you know, this Dundakari, he's a very bad person. He's always stealing money from people. Sometimes he kills people to give us money. Sooner or later, the king is going to capture Dundakari and punish him. And at that time, what will happen to us? We won't get any of Dundakari's money then. So they made a plan, we'll kill him. So then Dundakari came back, he'd been working so hard, he killed a bunch of people so he could get some nice ornaments for those prostitutes. Here you go. Those prostitutes said, oh, we're so happy you came back home. We made a very big feast for you tonight. Dundakari was very happy, he ate a very heavy meal. And then he went to sleep. And while he was sleeping, those prostitutes, they took a rope and they tied it around his neck. And they tried to strangle him. But they weren't strong enough to do that. So they took some burning wood from the fire and they stuck it in his mouth. Finally they managed to kill Dundakari.
And
they buried his body. The Bhagavatam describes Sharat Padmoksavam Vatram Vachashtra Shavanam Mitam Hridhaya Shuddharavam Srinam Koveda Chastitam. Be careful of materialistic women. Their face, Sharat Padmoksavam Vatram, is as beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower in autumn. And vachas chashavanamritam, the words they speak are just nectar. But hridhayam shuddharavam, if you study their heart is like a razor's blade. Strinam koveda chastitam. So who can understand these people who identify themselves as being a woman? So after he died, Dundakari became a ghost. And he began to haunt that village. Meanwhile, Gokarna, he was traveling and taking baths in the sacred rivers and visiting the holy places. One day, Gokarna met someone from his village. Oh, nice to see you so long. How's everything going? How is my brother? And they told him that your brother Dundakari, he became a ghost. So Gokarna was very distressed to hear that. So he decided he would go to that place where Dundakari had become a ghost and recite the Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. And Dundu Gokarna began speaking the Bhagavatam for 7 days. And when they heard about it, all the people, the village, they came there to listen. There was one bamboo tree right near that assembly. And in one of those big pieces of bamboo, there were 7 knots. And that ghost, Dundukari, he entered inside of that bamboo. At the end of the first day's recitation of the Bhagavatam, an amazing thing happened. Suddenly, one of those knots in the bamboo tree exploded. On the second day, another knot exploded. On the third day, a third knot exploded. Each day, one of the knots exploded. Until on the seventh day, there was only one knot left. And when Gokarna finished that recitation of the Bhagavatam, then that last knot also exploded. And Dundukari became freed from his ghostly body. Then a Vaikuntha airplane came down and took him to the spiritual world. Gokarna was watching all this. Very happy thing. But he told those Vishnu Dutas in the airplane, wait a moment, before you go, I have an important question. Gokarna. Atraiva bhava santi shrutaro mama nirmalaha anitani dimanani natisham yugapat kutaha shavanam salma bhagena sarvesham hidvishyate falabheda kuto jataha prabhuvanti hari priyaha. He said, I don't understand. So many people were here listening. They were purified by hearing the Bhagavatam. How is it that this ghost, he gets liberation and nobody else gets liberation? I was watching. Everyone was paying attention. Everyone was listening. Why was it that only the ghost, Dundukari, got liberation and not the other listeners? Why is it that some devotees who hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, they become very advanced, and other devotees, it takes us so many years and we're still struggling with our material desires? The Vishnu Dutas, they answered. Shavanasya vibhade vibhedena falabhedo tisamstitaha shavanam tu kritam sarvai natata mananam kritam falabhedas tato jato vajanara pimanada. The difference in result, he said, came from the differences in their quality of hearing. It's true, everybody was listening. But some people were just listening because, nice stories, I like this, good entertainment. Not everybody reflected, not everyone thought about what was being spoken. So this is the difference. So then Gokarna, he decided, okay, we should have another recitation of the Bhagavatam. So again the same people came, and again he spoke the Bhagavatam. But this time everyone listened very, very attentively. And at the end of the recitation, a giant transcendental Vaikuntha Airbus came. And everyone in the assembly got a four-armed form and went back to Godhead. The Padma Purana says even the dogs and the pigs, they went back to Godhead. So we should understand, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is a science. Therefore Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, the first canto, first chapter, sixth verse, he says, he speaks about the Vedic literatures. And he says, to hear and explain them is more important than reading them. Hearing and explaining them is more important than reading them. So we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam as a service. We have to give up our conceptions that studying Srimad Bhagavatam is something like studying in the university. We have our Bhakti Shastri courses because some people want to study like in the university. But the purpose isn't just to memorize some information. The purpose is to reflect on what we've heard and to act on it. No matter how hard we try, you won't be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam if you approach it on your own. You may decide, I'll learn Sanskrit and then I can study the different commentaries from the Acharyas on the Bhagavatam. But the Upanishads say, Acharyavan Purusho Vedo, the only way to understand is if you accept a guru. Because the Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. Prema Mai Bhagavata Krishna Sri Anga. It's Krishna's body. So you can't understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Vrindavan Das Thakur is described. The Srimad Bhagavatam is completely inconceivable. It's beyond all mundane understanding. You can't understand by your scholarship. You can't understand by your penance. Unless you're a devotee of Krishna, you'll never understand Srimad Bhagavatam. We should understand that Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Krishna. It's described in the Bhumikanda of Padma Purana. Guru Pujam Krityaiva Yasastram Srutimichati Nakaroti Tushushrusam Agyabhangam Chabhavataha. Unless someone worships their guru, they may try to understand Shastra, but they won't understand Shastra. Because they're not following Shastra, rather they're consciously breaking the instructions of Shastra. Because Shastra says, you have to hear from your guru. We read so many statements yesterday from Srila Prabhupada. They said, well, what about your books? What about your purports? And Prabhupada said, no, no. You have to approach a person. This is our disease. We want everything very cheap and easy. I'll join ISKCON, and because I'm a member, everything will come. And if that doesn't work, then I'll join the Gaudiya Math, and then I'll get everything there. And if that doesn't work, then I'll join the Babaji's. But they're never thinking that I have to do something. It's a very big subject. We spoke for, I don't know, three, four days in Kiev about the position of Kamsa in Krishna Lila. Kamsa is not the son of Ugrasena. Kamsa was the son of a demon named Gobila. Gobila once took the form of Ugrasena and raped Padmavati, Ugrasena's wife. When Padmavati realized she'd been tricked and this person had spoiled her chastity, she became so furious, "I'll curse you!" And Gobila told her, "Don't be angry. Would you like to have some good information?" "I'm a descendant of Ravan." And Ravan was one of the greatest scholars of the Vedas in the history of the universe. "And if you like, I can teach you so many Vedic things." "I know so much about Manu Sanhita. Would you like to know the symptoms and behavior of a qualified wife?" "I can tell you exactly about that." Would you like to know what is the proper behavior for a son? I can tell you that. Would you like to know what is the proper behavior for a king or for a Brahmin? Would you like to know how to perform religious ceremonies? I know how to do all religious ceremonies. He was very expert in religion. Only one problem was there. He was a demon. He was against Krishna. But he was very religious. He's the father of Kamsa. And Kamsa, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, represents the mundane head of organized religion. He represents someone who looks like the head of religion. He's the religious leader in Mathura, but he's actually an atheist. Kamsa was doing many yajñas, many sacrifices. But he hated Krishna. And he wanted to kill Krishna. Who was Kamsa married to? Kamsa married the two daughters of Jarasandha. Their names are Asti and Prapti. Kamsa is atheism in the guise of organized religion. Asti and Prapti are the two wives of atheism in the guise of religion. Prapti means acquisition, to acquire something. That's the purpose. Some people say that's the purpose of being religious. I'll get a nice husband if I come to the temple. I'll find a nice wife. I'll worship Krishna and I'll get some money. And I only have 3 cell phones. All my friends have 4 or 5. It's not bad to have a couple more. And there's a lot of people who have 3 or 4 notebook computers. What's wrong with that? I can use them. And I can get a second or third video camera. That's also very useful. And so you accumulate, you collect so many things. So atheism in the guise of religion, this is the wife of atheism in the guise of religion, to acquire things. That's atheism in the guise of religion's wife named Prapti. This atheism in the guise of religion has another wife called Asti. In Odia and in Bengali language, it's a common expression. You say, Asti, Asti. Asti, Asti means calm down. Be careful. Take it easy. So this is the other wife of atheism in the form of religion. Complacency. not being very eager. And we may be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we may be doing these things, but we're not doing it for the proper purpose. And like the listeners in the village who were hearing from Gokarna, not everyone got the same result. Because you can't cheat. It's not that you just get a life membership card and then when you leave your body you go show that to Krishna. See, I'm an ISKCON life member. You may say, I'm a Brijbasi. My Guru Maharaj, he said, Kamsa was also a Brijbasi. Kamsa was born in Braj. Putana was born in Braj. Are they Brijbasis? No. You may be born in Netro Petros, but you can be a Brijbasi if you're always thinking of Krishna. So we should be eager, we should be sincere. And we should want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a qualified source. As there is a difference in listeners of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's also a difference in speakers of the Bhagavatam. Avaishnava mukodghinam bhutam harikatam ritam shravanam naiva kartabhyam sarpochistam yutapayaha. Just as milk, very nice thing, milk is very healthy. But if a cobra comes and drinks in that milk, and that milk becomes deadly poisonous. Similarly, if we hear some harikatha from the lips of non-devotees, it's poisonous. Both the persons who speak like that and the persons who hear it will suffer from the effects of poison. In Los Angeles many years ago, I once met a Mayavadi who was very fond of reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he was a Mayavadi. He was very fond of Madhya Lila chapter 8, Ramananda Sambhad. He had a very curious interpretation of that chapter. At the end of that section, Ramananda Roy speaking to Mahaprabhu, he begins to speak about the topmost thing. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaches over and puts his hand over Ramananda Roy's mouth. So this Mayavadi, he said, the reason why Mahaprabhu was going to cover is because he was about to speak of Brahma Sayuja Mukti. Impersonal liberation. So he's reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's speaking about it. But we don't want to hear from him. We want to hear from the proper person. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. Chakravarti Mishra Sabha. All these persons who have these big titles in Vedic culture. Bhattacharya, very learned person. Chakravarti Mishra. These are all the names of learned Brahmins. He says they make some business to make money. They speak on the Shastra, they speak on the Bhagavatam just to collect money. They're not worshipping Bhagavan, they're worshipping Paisa Bhagavan. All their study and preaching about the Shastra is just karma. Shrotara sahita jamapase duvimari. And what happens if you listen to them? You'll be bound up by Yamaraj and pulled down to death, to hell. So we shouldn't hear from such persons. Krishna says we should hear from the devotees. There's no difference between me, my devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone who sees a difference between them, they have no intelligence. Their intelligence has been stolen. Therefore it said, Srimad Bhagavatartanam Asvado Rashikai Saha Sajati yasaye snigde sado sangha shutovare. We should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association with pure devotees. We should associate with devotees who are more advanced than ourselves. We should hear from people who have a taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, this is one of the most important principles of bhakti. Rasikai saha shi bhagavatarta asvadaha. You should hear from rasik Vaishnavas. Because there's two Bhagavatams. One Bhagavatam is necessary to understand the other Bhagavatam. Thank you. There are two Bhagavats. Grantha Bhagavata are Krishna Kripa Patra, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. Ara Bhagavata Dwara Diya Bhakti Ras. Through these two Bhagavats, you'll get Bhakti Ras. Tanhara Hridvaya Tanri Prema Hayavas. Through these two Bhagavats, Krishna gives a mellow Bhakti Ras in the heart of the devotee. So we want to hear from a qualified person. What is a qualified person? Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. This is spoken by Krishna himself. Krishna said, I spoke Bhagavad Gita. I told everyone, Sarva Dharmam Parityagya Mami Kam Sharanam Braja. Surrender everything and become my devotee. But Krishna said, it wasn't enough. Theoretical speaking is not enough. I told everyone this, but they don't understand it. They need to see an example. Therefore it's said in English, example is better than precept. So Krishna said, Apani karimu bhakta bhavi amrika. I will have to become a devotee. I'll have to come and I'll practice surrender. Then they'll understand. So he came, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he showed by his example. So someone who preaches should practice. Sanatana Goswami tells Haridas Thakur. Some people, they behave very well, but they don't preach. And then you have some other people who preach, and sometimes they're very expert at preaching, but they don't behave very well. So Sanatana Goswami said, you do both things. You're behaving very well and you're preaching. So by this you become the guru of the entire world. So we should understand that speaking is not just a matter of memorization of a few verses. The speaker should be someone who's realized. Many times Srila Prabhupada told the story of one mother who had a little boy who was very fond of eating sweets. She kept telling the little boy to stop eating sweets, but he wouldn't stop. Finally, she took the little boy to one sadhu. Maharaj, please preach to him. Tell him to stop eating sweets. Sadhu said, you bring the boy next week. So that woman, she brought her son there next week, and the sadhu told him, hop! Stop eating sweets. And the boy stopped. The mother, then she asked the sadhu, why didn't you tell him a week ago? Why you told us to come back now? Sadhu said, because a week ago I was eating sweets. So how can I tell him this? It'll be like my friend who was telling everyone, don't watch television. But then he's doing that. So it's not just a game. Thakur Bhaktivinoda sings. Gaditachare Rohilama Moji. I'm a big rascal. I'm addicted to all kinds of bad
activities.
And I have to be very honest. Na kori no sadhu sangha. I never really did sadhu sangha. I just stood close by Niranjan Maharaj so they could take a picture of me with him. I have a picture of my Gurudev giving me beads. I made a big thing on the wall. And I have a t-shirt with my Gurudev's thick shirt. But I haven't really done sadhu sangha. In Disney World, you go to Disney World in America, you can have your photograph taken with the President of the United States or with Michael Jackson. They have a life-size photograph of Michael Jackson. And you stand next to the picture, and they take your picture. So Bhaktivinoda says, that's like my sadhu sangha. I don't follow anything. Sometimes I chant a few rounds. Most of the time not. I don't go to the temple, I don't follow anything. But then once a year when my Gurudev comes, then I put on a dhoti and tilak and I come to the temple. And I get people to take my picture with my Gurudev. I'm doing sadhu sangha. It's not sadhu sangha. Na kori no sadhu sangha. But loi sadhu desh. I'm dressing up like a sadhu. Ani upadesh, and here I am, in Netra Petros, giving class to everyone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Evoro Maya Ranga. This is Maya's big joke. So we should remember this. We should understand what it means to be a real preacher. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee. The devotee said, Prabhupada, what if sometimes a disciple, he goes to preach, but he's not preaching in the same spirit as his guru? Prabhupada replied, therefore he should not preach. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma Sartaka Kori Kara Para Upakar. Do good to other people, but first do good to yourself. Prabhupada said, first become a real preacher, then go to preach. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never sent a neophyte to preach. For the neophyte, preaching is not their business. For a neophyte, one should stick to worship of the deity in the temple. And those who've understood the philosophy, who have applied the philosophy in their life, they should go for preaching. Otherwise, you'll preach wrongly. So if you're actually perfectly carrying out the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you're preaching. Otherwise, you'll do wrongly and you'll mislead people. Prabhupada said, don't do that. Anda yatandaya upaniyamana. If you're blind, don't try to lead other blind men. He says, first of all, open your eyes. No one should do anything whimsically. He said, if you do whimsically, concoctedly, you'll be a failure. It won't be effective. My dear devotees, please listen carefully to what Prabhupada said next. Simply to achieve a large following is not a sign of success. This is Srila Prabhupada's instruction to us. Simply to achieve a large following is not a sign of success. Prabhupada said, there are many who have a big following, but their followers don't follow any philosophy. The real thing is quality, not quantity. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if I get at least one quality disciple, then all my labor will be successful. Prabhupada said, one moon is taken into account. Who takes account of millions of stars? So we should be a quality devotee, not a quantity devotee. So there's some qualification for the speaker. We don't want to hear just from anyone. Sometimes devotees, they say, what is the use of going to Bhagavatam class? They say, what is the use of taking a guru? I'll just hear Prabhupada's tapes. This seems like they have good faith, isn't it? All I have to do is listen to Prabhupada's tapes, and they're just doing it always. But they don't have real faith. They think that Prabhupada is dead. They're limiting Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if you love me, you love my dog. Prabhupada dedicated the Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he said that he lives forever in his divine instructions, and his followers live with him. I joined ISKCON, in so-called joined, in
1982.
And where I joined in Los Angeles when I was a new bhakti, they would take us to Cheviot Hills Park, where Prabhupada used to walk. And we would go to Venice Beach to walk where Prabhupada used to walk. And we were always hearing stories from the Prabhupada disciples telling about Srila Prabhupada's activities. And to this day, Prabhupada's room is there in the Los Angeles temple. I used to go and sit in that room and chant japa. I wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't. But don't limit Srila Prabhupada. Don't cut off Prabhupada's legs. Prabhupada can appear in his deity and he can appear in the books, but we won't allow him to appear anywhere else. But he lives forever in his divine words, and the follower lives with him. If we cry to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada will come to us. And we'll know in our heart. Well, see, Prabhupada sent this devotee. If Prabhupada can be in the deity, Prabhupada can be in the book, why can't Prabhupada be in one of his devotees? But the problem is, we want to marry Asti. We're very complacent. So we have to become sincere. And we should understand there are different speakers of the Bhagavatam. We want to hear from the proper speaker. The Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he quotes a Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Bhakta Sarabho Nirago Dvivira Parikirtitaha Sarago Lalupa Kami Taduktam Hinna Samsprasat. There are two speakers. Two speakers of the Bhagavatam. The Sarag Vakta, a speaker who has material desires. And a Nirag Vakta, a speaker who has no material desires. Sarago Lalupa Kami, the Sarag speakers, they're very lusty and greedy. And Taduktam Hin, the Samsprasat. their words don't touch your heart. The Sarag speaker is defined in Brahmavivarta Purana. Uvaresham garote va na pariksham garoti cha aparikshan uparistam yat loka nasaya tad bhavet. A Sarag Vakta doesn't carefully study to determine and understand what is the absolute truth. Yesterday we spoke this verse from the third chapter of the Bhagavatam about different types of Harikatha. Shuddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. How does it begin? Anyway, he speaks the difference between Sangha and Prasanga. Ordinary religious topics and topics directly about Krishna. What is it? Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. So a Sarag Vakta can't tell the difference. For him it's all the same. It's Vedic. Astrology. Vanashram Dharma. And Bhakti. And music. Kama Sutra. We put it all in a pot and mix it all together. A Sarag Vakta, he can't understand what's higher and what's lower. He hasn't carefully studied. He's a very passionate person. He wants something in exchange. He wants to become famous. He wants some money. Some position. And it says that such teaching that this person gives, it doesn't touch the heart. And moreover, lokanashaya tad bhavet. It brings about destruction of all the people. Because if they start thinking it's all the same. Tomorrow morning, instead of Srimad Bhagavatam class, we'll have Kama Sutra class. And then we'll have some class on Vanashram Dharma, and then we'll have some class on Vedanta Sutra, and then another class on astrology. This is the idea of Kamsa. He's an atheistic person, looking like a religious person. So we don't want to hear from the Sarag Vakta. We want to hear from the Nirag Vakta. Nirag Vakta is defined. Kama krodari yuktopi kripanopi vishedavan shrutva vikashamayati savakta paramo guru. When someone hears from the Nirag Vakta, a speaker who has no material desires, then even kama, krodari, yuktopi, lusty, angry people, Kripanopi Vishudavan. People who are misers and people who are very depressed. All those people, when they hear that, they'll enter into the spiritual world. So Gokarna, He was a Nirag Vakta. And Dundukari, when he heard from him, he's a ghost, but he went to the spiritual world. Savakta Paramo Guru. Such a person is the topmost guru. They're a real speaker on the Bhagavatam. The Sarag Vakta is Varoha Vadashrayi. He's taking shelter of the ascending process. He's trying to study and memorize something. Varoha Vadashrayi. Varoha Vadashrayi. He's taking shelter of this Varoha Panta. He's Anartha Yukta Vasta. He has anarthas in his heart. He's Namgrahi. He has a very heavy weight on his back. He's carrying everywhere. My Guru Dev told me to chant 16 rounds, very difficult. Very hard thing. There's a heavy load he carries everywhere. He's an empiricist, he's taking shelter of his senses. He's known as an adyakshik, or someone who's trying to understand things through his senses, adyakshik. A nirag vakta, this is going to be very hard for him, is avaroha vadashrayi. He's saranagata, he's surrendered, and he takes shelter of the descending process. He's anartha mukta vasta, he has no anarthas in his heart. He's nam ashrayi. He's not carrying a heavy load of the holy name. He's taking shelter of the holy name. That nirag vakta, he's a speaker of sabda brahma. The Skanda Purana describes four divisions of sabda brahma. These are known as vaikari, madhyama, para, pashyanti. Vaikari means something, sound which is externally manifest as speech. Madhyama means a medium. Para means superior. And Pashyanti means the topmost. Pashyanti means something which is internally situated. And our acharyas have described that on the Pashyanti stage, Nam and Nami become one. They become Abhina. And you, when you chant Krishna's name, you see Krishna. Aparokshana Bhava Sampana. They directly see Krishna. Aparokshana Bhava Sampana is the words of Srila Sridhar Swami in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Tattva-darshinaha. Speaking about who is a bona fide guru. The Gita says they're tattva-darshi. They understand, they see the truth. And Sridhar Swami says about them, aparokshana-bhava-sampana. It means they directly see Krishna. So when that person speaks, the vayu, the air coming from that person's mouth is called Vaikuntha vayu. It's air directly coming from the kingdom of God. When a conditioned soul speaks some Hari Katha, he's a Sarag Vakta, speaker with material desires. The Hari Katha may look exactly the same, but the deeper spiritual aspect is missing. That Nirag Vakta, the speaker without material desires, he's on the Pashyanti stage. The air coming from his mouth when he speaks is Vaikuntha Vayu. But the Sarag Vakta, the person who has material desires, what's coming out of his mouth? It's Nasika Vayu, just air coming from the nose. So we want to hear from a realized person. Now, at this point, another question arises. You may say, why are you giving class? Why will I give class? Why will anyone give class then? And Prabhupada told everybody to give class. Also the Mataji should give class. But Jiva Goswami is saying, the Sarag and the Nirag, we want to hear from the Nirag Vakta. So what does it mean? It's a very deep purport. Srila Prabhupada used to say, you preach, but just repeat what you've heard. And don't think it belongs to you. But we should hear, like the Pakki Shrota, that parrot listener who doesn't just repeat everything blindly. Yesterday we spoke about this Shuka Shrota, this parrot listener, one of the four different types of good listeners. So his qualification is that he repeats, but he doesn't just blindly repeat everything. Sometimes we speak disparagingly about someone who speaks like a parrot. Meaning someone who just blindly repeats. But actually, a parrot's not exactly like that. If you train a parrot to speak, the parrot won't repeat every single thing it hears in the room. Just certain things that the parrot gets used to, that it digests, those are the things it repeats. So that Shuka Shrota, that parrot-like here, is someone who repeats but puts it in his own words after he's digested it. What is our qualification to speak? My revered spiritual master, he used to say that it's the pure devotee who is the speaker of Sabda Brahma. He's the Pashyanti Vakta. He's the speaker or the topmost level of Sabda Brahma. From his mouth comes that Vaikuntha Vayu, that spiritual air. That's the function of Guru, to speak. And what is the function of disciple? The function of the disciple is to listen. And then, after he listens, what does the Guru tell him? Now you go and repeat this. My Guru Maharaj used to say, he told me once, Maharanandi said, you do four things. First you hear from a qualified person. Then you read. And then after reading, then you write it down. Then after writing it down, then you speak it. He said, by reading, you'll understand what the person spoke. By writing it down, you'll remember it. And he said, by speaking it, you'll realize it. So he suggested we hear, read, write, and speak. We want to hear from the Nirad Vakta, speaker with no material desires. That person has Krishna in his heart. But Krishna is very amazing. One amazing quality about him is he's one, Advaita Tattva, but he can appear in many, many places.
Но одно удивительное качество Кришны это то, что он, хотя он один, адвайта-татва, он может проявляться в множестве мест.
The Bhagavatam describes Bahu Murtika Murtikam. He's one, but he becomes many, like in the Ras Lila.
Бхагаватам описывает, что хотя он один, он распространяет себя в множестве форм, как во время Раса Лила.
When Sudama Vipra arrived in Dwarka,
когда Sudama Vipra
I was looking, it's really the big city, bigger than New York. My God. All these palaces going up to the sky. And he asked of the people there in Dwarka, which palace is Krishna's? And they told him, they're all Krishna's palaces. And then he said, well, which palace is Krishna in right now? And they said, he's in every one of the palaces right now. Bahut Murtika Murtikam. He's one, but he becomes many. In his Sa'artha Darshanitika, his commentary in this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains. Chinmayinam nanatvi pyaikyam abhipraitam. Just as Krishna is one, so also Krishna in the form of his name is one. But just as that one Krishna becomes many, so that one Krishna in the form of his name also becomes many. We hear the name of Krishna from our Guru. And when we repeat that, that repetition is an expansion of the Krishna we heard from our Guru.
И когда мы повторяем это повторение, это проявление, это, то есть это было повторение, это то, что мы слышали от нашего Гуру.
Therefore, in his Mangalacharita Mukta Charit, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami begins by stating, Nama Shrestham Manamapi Sachiputram Atra Sarupam. My Gurudev gave me the topmost name.
Поэтому Ваня Шикши Шарамада с Госвами говорит, что мой Гурудев дал мне самое высокое, самое возвышенное имя.
What do you mean the topmost name? The name is the name.
Что значит самое возвышенное имя? Это имя.
Джива Госвами says name. He says there's two types of names, Kebala Nam and Sneha Samyukta Nam. The common name and the name imbued with love. Krishna doesn't appear with that common name. But Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayesha Vilokayanti. That person who has his eyes tinged with the salve of love of God, from his heart comes Krishna in the form of the name. And when we hear from him and we imbibe the mood that he has, then when we repeat that name, it's an expansion of that original name. We're Sarag Bhaktas. We're not able to speak Hari Katha. We're just doing Nasika Vayu, the air coming out from our nose. That's all that's happening when we speak. But if we hear from Sadguru, from a realized person, if we hear from a realized person, and we just repeat what we've heard from him, then suddenly that one Krishna that we heard who's there in that talk becomes many. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj said, the function of Sadguru is to speak. He speaks Sabda Brahma. And the function of the disciple is to hear. Then after the disciple hears, the guru says, now you speak. But what does the disciple speak? What is the kirtan of the disciple? The kirtan of the disciple is another name for shravan, for hearing. We can't always have physical association with our Gurudev. But if we listen to him attentively and we serve the katha that he speaks, if we think about it, we try to act on it in our life, then whatever little things we may have digested, we repeat. Those words that we repeat don't belong to us. They belong to our Gurudev. So that chanting, that speaking is another name for hearing. I want to associate with my Gurudev. I want to hear from my Gurudev. So then I try to speak the things that he might speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's getting benefit from that? I'm getting benefit from that. We look like a speaker, but actually we're a listener. This is our position. And it's good for us. This will help us. And it will help others. So Srila Prabhupada said everyone should preach. Mataji should also preach. Children should also preach. Everyone should preach. Everyone should preach. And if we preach, if we speak sincerely, if we speak with some love for our guru, then Krishna will come. Yesterday, we were reading one verse from the Skanda Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatra Bhagavata Jada Kirtyate Shruyate Chapi Sri Krishna Tattva Nishchitam. That wherever and whenever devotees speak and listen to the Bhagavatam, Krishna personally comes there. Would you like to hear a story about this? So you have to tell this later to Dhamma, your doctor, okay, Mataji? This story. You tell this story later to your little girl, the Dhamma. She'll tell this story later. It's okay. So there's one devotee who was from East Bengal. His name was Radharaman Ghosh. And later in his life, he gave everything up and he went to Braj. And he was wandering around in the forest of Braj, chanting japa and meditating on Krishna. And he was crying, "Oh Krishna, where are you? I want to know you." One day, as he was wandering around in the forest of Braj, he saw something a little strange. Is this Kaveri?
Yeah.
Kaveri! She's already gone. She'll like this story. It's okay. So he saw there was one sadhu sitting in the forest. This is a story for Kaveri. The sadhu was wandering in the forest, and one day he saw another sadhu, sitting in front of a tamal tree. A tamal tree is a black tree that looks like Krishna. He was sitting there all alone in the forest with the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was reading the Srimad Bhagavatam to the tree. He was the Vakta, the speaker. And Krishna, whose presence he was imagining in that tree, was the Shrota, the listener. This Radharaman Ghosh, he saw this, a very curious thing.
What is this?
So he was very quiet. And he sat down behind the sadhu and was just watching. And that sadhu, as he was speaking the Bhagavatam, he was thinking Krishna's listening, he was crying. When the sadhu finished speaking, Radharaman Ghosh quietly got up and left before the sadhu noticed him. And he started going there every day and secretly listening to that sadhu. One day the sadhu heard something, he turned and he saw Radharaman Ghosh sitting there. He didn't say anything, he just went like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Radha Raman Ghosh came and sat next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sadhu told him, every day you sit and listen until we finish the Bhagavatam. Now we'll have two shrotas, two listeners. Krishna's listening and you're listening. And three listeners, Kaveri's listening.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So on the last day, when that sadhu was finishing speaking the katha, something amazing happened. Suddenly the tree that he'd been speaking in front of, it burst open. Radha Raman Ghosh was watching, and the first thing he saw inside that tree was a brilliant blue effulgence. And then inside that tamal tree, he saw Krishna. Krishna had a peacock feather on his head, his flute to his lips. And he was smiling lovingly at those two devotees. When Radha Raman Ghosh saw this, he fell on the ground unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he revived consciousness, he found he was laying with his head on the lap of that sadhu. He got up and he fell down at the feet of that sadhu. And that sadhu put his hand on Radha Raman's head and rubbed it affectionately. And he told him, Radha Raman, you've been granted darshan of my Radha Raman. Now I have an instruction for you. Every day you should read Srimad Bhagavatam to Krishna. And that sadhu told him, it's not necessary to chant any special mantras or call Krishna when you speak the Bhagavatam. Krishna loves the Bhagavatam so much that wherever it's being recited, he comes running to that place and he sits in the hearts of the speaker and the listeners of the Bhagavatam like a prisoner. So this Radha Raman Ghosh, he followed the instructions of that sadhu. And he began regularly speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like Srila Prabhupada has instructed all of us to regularly speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Radha Raman Ghosh's talks were so masterful and so attractive that so many people started coming to listen. And the pundits, they gave him a title, Bhagavat Bhushan. So this is a result of a proper speaker of the Bhagavatam. Krishna will come. This is not religion. In English, we would call this mysticism or spiritual life. It's not gyan, something theoretical. It's vigyan, something realized. pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. When we do this service of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and then repeating what we've heard, Krishna becomes very pleased. And Krishna personally appears in that place. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Guruji, you have some question, Arjun?
Temple or hearing all the recordings of Shri Prabhupada for
Is there any difference in hearing classes in the temple and hearing according from Srila Prabhupada? What if one day you're in your room in the Brahmacharya ashram and you're listening to a lecture tape of Srila Prabhupada? And then all of a sudden someone comes running into your room and they say, Arjuna Prabhu, oh my God, it's a miracle. Srila Prabhupada got up off the Vyasa sun and he came and sat down and he's giving class. Quick, come downstairs now. Will you say, anyway, I'm listening to the tape. It's okay. This is the first thing. There's a difference. And it's not that when Srila Prabhupada would come to some temple, the devotees, I'm not going to go see Prabhupada. I'm listening to his tape. Why should I go see him? At the same time, Srila Prabhupada, obviously his class is a very special class. And we can get something from that recording. But in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, he says that it's not that we want to hear from a person. He says not that we just listen to a gramophone or listen to a voice on the telephone. There's no Vaikuntha Vayu coming from a telephone, coming from a gramophone.
Mm-hmm.
It's some other imitation machine sound. That doesn't mean there's no benefit in it. Certainly there's benefit, just like there's benefit in reading the books. But if someone thinks, I don't have to hear from a person, I'll just read the book. They may get some information, but they won't get Krishna. You have to develop a relationship with some person. We should listen to Prabhupada's tapes. We should read Prabhupada's books. It's very important. We should read them, we should listen to them, we should distribute them, we should serve them. But one way that we serve them is by hearing from a person. And Prabhupada says we should have Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. Prabhupada wanted the devotees to give those classes. So we can listen to Srila Prabhupada or we can serve Srila Prabhupada. We may listen for our own personal sense enjoyment. I'll accumulate some information or I'll have a good feeling in my heart. But a higher thing than that is wanting to serve and please Srila Prabhupada. And parasparan of katanam bhavanam bhagavadyasaha. Srila Prabhupada wanted this society to be a society where devotees come together and listen and speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Not just an historical society where we listen to a tape.
Mm-hmm.
maybe Mahabhagavat Prabhu saw this in Vrindavan. For some time I used to see one particular group of devotees, they were doing Harinam. There's only two devotees. One devotee had a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pushing the cart, riding a bicycle or something. And that cart had some speakers and they were playing a kirtan of Srila Prabhupada. And then there was one other person in the kirtan. He was going behind the cart and he was chanting with the kirtan and dancing. Because Prabhupada, he's a niradvakta, he's a pure speaker. I don't want to hear from anyone else, I'll hear from Prabhupada's tape. And that's okay, he's chanting Hare Krishna, no problem. But one thing that I noticed, I never saw anyone else in those kirtans. They weren't very exciting kirtans. We need to have faith. Our spiritual life begins ado shraddha, with faith. But faith in what? Ado shraddha, tata sadhu sangha. Faith in sadhu. Faith in a devotee. If we have no faith, there's no devotee.
Ado shraddha, tata sadhu sangha. Вера преданного в садху. Если нет, если у нас нет веры, мы не общаемся с преданными.
I'll just stay in my room and listen to Prabhupada's tape.
Я просто у себя в комнате буду сидеть и слушать записи Шри Прабхупады.
Because there's no sadhus.
Потому что нет других садху.
Nobody has any deep realizations. I don't want to hear from anyone. No one, Krishna can't speak through anyone except for Prabhupada. And you become a very cranky, tired, lonely person. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that I pray that I may see my Gurudev every year. I pray that I may see my Gurudev every month, every week, every day. I pray that I may see my Gurudev every hour, every minute, every second. I pray that I may see my Gurudev in every living being. I pray that I may see my Gurudev in every animal. I pray that I may see my Gurudev in every stone, every river. He said, if I don't see my Gurudev everywhere constantly, then I may fall prey to the bad desire to be guru myself. My Gurudev is there, and if I'm eager to hear, he may speak through the form of a child, through the form of a Mataji, through the form of anyone. But I have to listen to him. Krishna is there. He's watching us. Krishna was in the column in Hiranyakashipu's palace. Krishna was there in that tamal tree in the Vrindavan forest. Krishna's there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna tells Durvasa Muni, Sadavo hridayam hayam sadhanam hridayam twanat mananyate na janati naham tebyo managapi. I'm in the heart of all my devotees.
я нахожусь в сердцах всех своих преданных.
And my devotees are in my heart.
Преданные всегда в моем сердце.
So this is the search for Sri Krishna.
Это поиск Шри Кришны.
And it doesn't end with a tape recorder in your room listening to Prabhupada's lecture. Krishna's everywhere. And we should follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction to come together and hear Bhagavatam. Is that okay, Arjun Prabhu? Harsha? Speak loudly in English.
Преданный неофит — это уровень Канишна по определению. Он не способен различать уровень преданного лектора. Различить может только Мадьяма. Но чтобы достичь уровня Мадьяма, необходимо слушать из достойного источника от реализованной личности. Какой выход из этой ситуации? Как преданный неофит может определить реализацию личности, если какие-то симптомы или какой-либо другой способ?
Definition of devotee neophyte is Krishna, and he can distinguish the level of the speaker, who is the speaker.
By definition, a neophyte can't distinguish the level of the speaker, okay?
So, the only who can do it is Madhyama, but to attain the level of Madhyama, you should hear from the right person what is the sacrifice.
Yes. So the problem is that a Kanishtha can't see who's a proper speaker. A Madhyam may see, Madhyam may not be able to see. It said, Vaishnava chinati nai deva rishakati. Even the demigods can't recognize who's a
Vaishnava.
Indra. Krishna comes as Indra's younger brother, Upendra. But Indra is such a person. But Indra can't see who's a Vaishnava. Because Krishna hides his devotees. So then how do we see? You can't. You have to give up. You have to surrender. You have to stop trying to see. And when you surrender and you stop trying to see, then you'll be able to see. There's two things, drashta and drishta, the seer and the seen. Our position is not the seer. Krishna, sadhu, they're the seer. It's not that I come in and say, I like these deities, nice deities, I approve. Yes, this devotee, he's a sadhu. Good class. But these other people, there's no sadhus in their group. This is the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. He thinks he can see Krishna. Where is your God, Prahlad? Father, he's everywhere.
Ha!
Is he in this pillar? Yes, Father. Then I'll kill him. And Hiranyakashipu got a big surprise. Krishna's everywhere. But people like Hiranyakashipu, they don't believe it. Sadhu is everywhere with Krishna. But people who are like Hiranyakashipu, they want to be the seer. They demand, where is he? I want to see him. This is a very important principle in our spiritual life. We have to give up trying to be the seer, the judge of others. Instead of trying to judge others, instead of trying to see others, we should act in such a way that the sadhu will see us. What can we do so the sadhu will see us, so he will reveal himself to us? So that we can understand who is the proper speaker of the Bhagavatam. Shu shu shro shradhana sha vasudeva katha ruchi. So that we get this katha ruchi. Shan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtana sevana. We have to do service. This is a service we're doing. We're coming together to please Srila Prabhupada. We should come here to hear in the evening because, come to this place to hear, because Srila Prabhupada is pleased by us hearing. And we should speak something because Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. So we don't know who's who, what's what. We're very, very small. If there's an ant here in the room, can the ant tell you which canto the Srimad Bhagavatam we're speaking about? Can the ant tell you how many Matajis came to class and how many men came? What can the ant tell you? Just, there were some mountains moving around above me. And then God dropped a little grain of sugar and fed me. So we're like that ant. We can't see. Prabhupada said, Lord Brahman and Narad Muni are coming to hear the Bhagavatam. But we're like that little ant, we can't see. But it's okay. No, there's hope. We should act in such a way that they may see us. If you start going around in the room, don't you know who I am? I am the big ant. Excuse me, Tarun Krishnabhu, get out of the way. They may step on you. And then where will your big glory go at that time? So we should act according to our position. And we want to do service for Srila Prabhupada. So we'll come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna, he's in our heart. He knows what we want. And he'll whisper in your ear, hey, this is a sadhu. But this is not a sadhu. And when you get that voice in your ear, what can you do? You'll believe that. Some people, they'll like some sadhu, and some people will like another sadhu. It's okay. Because sadhu is someone who inspires us in Krishna consciousness. And that may be different for different people. I know one devotee, initiated devotee in America. The person who preached to that devotee was a pimp and a drug dealer.
Ну, он,
But he made that person a devotee. Should that Mataji disrespect him? He's a pimp and a drug dealer. He helped her. She became a devotee because of him. He's her guru. Her Vartman Pradarshika guru, the guru who gave her the way. So we should respect Krishna wherever he appears. And Krishna's crooked. Sometimes he comes in surprising places. Okay, Harisho? I don't know who wrote that note. Any other questions there, Mataji?
You were saying that we should not try to distinguish who is sadhana and who is not in Dvaita in service mood here, but at the same time you said that we should not hear sound or full of material desires or mixes everything in one lump. So then, what should we do?
We should cry to Krishna. We should chant Hare Krishna. We should hear Srimad Bhagavatam attentively. And we should pray to Krishna, please Krishna, please show me who to listen to. And if we're sincere, Krishna will whisper in our heart. And if we're not sincere, then we may hear some other voice. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he quotes the Brahma Vivarta Purana. Yavat papas tumalinam hridayam dabarevahi na shastri satcha bhudishyat sadbhudi sadguru tata Oneka janma janita punya rasi phalam mahat satsanga shastra shravanareva premari jayate. To the extent, we may ask a question, why some people are attracted to bogus gurus? Why are some people attracted to bogus philosophy, bogus shastras? Because there's some sin in the heart. Or worse yet, there may be some offense. So, we can't see. The only thing that we can do is do what we're supposed to do. I'll quote something from Srila Prabhupada quickly, then I'll say it slowly so we can repeat it nicely. Prabhupada told the GBC this chanting should go on instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions. There should be chanting. Prabhupada never told any new devotees that you're supposed to be the judge of everyone. Prabhupada told us, chant Hare Krishna and Krishna will help you.
Шрупада говорил, повторяйте Хари Кришна, и Кришна поможет вам.
Because Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, if we chant the holy names, our heart will become purified. And if we have a purified heart, then we'll have a pure desire to know who's really sadhu. And Krishna will send that. This is a very simple point. But I can tell you, it's like a very big secret. Not very many people take this seriously. Because they're more interested in meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions. We should just take shelter of Krishna. He'll guide us. Have faith in that. It's a little scary. Just like if you're flying in a, what do you call those things, a glider. You have to jump off a cliff. And the first moment is very scary. Am I going to fly or am I going to fall? Because surrender means that. And Krishna, I'm going to completely depend on you. I'm going to depend on Krishna. I'm not going to depend on management. I'm not going to depend on astrology. I'm not even going to depend on Vanashram. I'm just going to depend on Krishna. It's a little frightening. But if we do that, then we see, we start flying. Oh, this works. There's a difference between when you're running on the ground with the plane and when you're flying in the air. It requires a leap of faith. Okay? Have a show?
He was saying that Krishna doesn't appear in a common man. He only appears in Snehasamyuktanam. Snehasamyuktanam. So if you don't chant the Snehasamyuktanam, how will Krishna guide us if he's not manifesting in this name?
Jarasandha was chanting Krishna's name for so long.
Jarasandha?
Or Shishupal. But what was the result? Wasn't getting a very good result. So it's described, Ta Shri Krishna Nama Adina Bhavid Grain Indrai. You can't chant Hare Krishna. Unless you have love, you can't really chant Krishna's name. Because Krishna says in the Gita, that you can't know me except through bhakti. Bhakti mam bhajanati. So, Ata Shri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhaved Grain Indriyai. You can't understand or perceive Krishna even in the form of his name. You're trying to understand and approach Krishna through your mundane senses. That means your pancha gyan indriya, your five knowledge acquiring senses, all those Panchagyan Indriya can perceive is Panchatan Matra, dull matter. So Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavidgraya Indriya, you can't perceive that name. But Sevan Muki Hi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatyada. When you chant as a service, when we chant as a service to Guru, when we read the Bhagavatam as a service to Guru, then Krishna will appear. So when it says Atashi Krishna Namadi, this means Kevala Nam, common name. And Sevan Mukihi Jivado means Sneha Samyukta Nam, chanting with love. Sneha Samyukta, Sevan Mukihi Jivado means. This is a secret in Krishna consciousness. You can do religion.
Mm-hmm.
And chanting the holy name is also religion. But you won't understand Krishna that way. But when you chant as a service to Guru, then Krishna will reveal himself. Krishna will never reveal himself otherwise. Harishal?
Then why there are so many descriptions in the Shastra? What are the qualifications? What is the qualification of Guru? We always hear that we should take into consideration Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. We should always watch who is the real, and you know, there are so many.
Just speak that in the microphone, Masha.
Зачем тогда во многих писаниях говорится о описании квалификации Guru, если мы не можем видеть его?
Telling people they should chant for Krishna is a very simple thing, but it's very difficult. Nobody wants to do it. But this is what the Shastra tells us to do. This is what Krishna tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana. Gatvacha mama namani rudhandi mama sanido tesha maham bhari krito nanya krito janardana. I'm only purchased by someone who cries for me. What does it mean when someone purchases Krishna? It means they get Guru. But someone really gets Guru by crying. But some of us, we don't really have faith in that. That doesn't sound very practical. So they should also have Guru. So they should understand that Guru is a very big thing. Guru is not just anyone. And therefore we were mentioning that the Gita says Tadviri Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevi Upadekshanti Teginam Jnaninas Tattvadarshinaha. The Guru is a Tattvadarshi, someone who sees the truth. And what is that tattva-darshi mean? Sridhar Swami says, aparokshana bhava sampana. It means someone who directly sees Krishna. That's guru.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, how do I find that? If you hear about something very great and you really want that thing so much, but it's such a great thing and you're so fallen, then what do? You cry. So Shastra, in that indirect way, also encourages us to cry. I can't see who's like this. How am I going to get a person like this? It's impossible for me. But it's possible for Srila Prabhupada. It's possible for Krishna. We should just cry to them. So Shastra gives us different instructions. What is Sadhu Guru? And we should learn something about that, and we should be serious. We should realize that it's not a cheap thing. One lady once, I went to her house. I was giving class there. And before the class started, she told me, she said, "You know, I want such and such Swami as my guru." I said, "That's nice, Mataji." She said, "Do you know why I like him?" I said, "No, I don't know." She said, "Because he's very good with children." And this Mataji, she had three children. So she wanted a guru like that. So then she'll get a guru like that. But Shastra tells us we should get a guru who has Krishna. That guru may be very loving to children. Or he may be seemingly a little grumpy and doesn't like children. Maybe like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So that Shastra helps us to understand we shouldn't be sentimental. And it's a serious thing. Is that okay, my Bhagavad? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gopremanandi Hari Ho. We have an announcement I forgot to make. We have a free email magazine. And soon we hope you will have it come out in